across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Ian Dayball.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's a bit like a doggy Fitbit. We've got a really small activity monitor which you just pop on your dog's collar. It measures all of their motion and exercise and sends this to a free app on your mobile phone. So you can see how far they've run, how much walking, running, resting, playing. And the app also gives you an exercise target tailored to your dog. So all the different breeds need different amounts of exercise. So you set up a doggy profile, put all that information in, and we give you an exercise target for your dog. And it's completely waterproof, so you can leave it on all the time. And unlike a human wearable, you don't have to recharge it. We've got a battery life of a year, so you just pop it on the collar and then forget about it. The owner who does the monitoring, they download the app on their phone, and from that they can see all of their dog's exercise. If you have more than one person in your family, you can share your dog. So say, for example, you go out in the morning, the rest of your family can see what you've done with the dog. It's also great if you've got a dog walker, or you put your dog in kennels, because you can see exactly what they've done when you've not been with them.
Yeah, so you know that your dog walker is doing what you're paying them to do.
Exactly.
Your latest iteration of this, because it's been going now for about 4 years, but you've got something called Pit Pat Life. Just explain, because not everybody listening will completely be, they might use technology, but they don't understand the differences between sort of subscription services. And how does that work?
Yeah, so at the minute, anyone can go into a store and buy Pit Pat for £39.
Yes.
But we kind of found out something about our customers where they didn't say they'd bought Pit Pat, they said they joined Pit Pat, and they really kind of buy into our mission of getting the nation's dogs fit and healthy. So we decided to just really embrace that and create a club for dog owners. So Pit Pat Life is our new dogs club. You can join for £4 a month, so quite reasonably priced. As part of that, you get an activity monitor, so you can see exactly what your dog's doing. But we also give you advice and support to keep your dog fit and healthy, and then reward you for doing a great job with perks and prizes. So we work with about 20 other pet care brands to give you great offers. And yeah, you'll be able to get rewarded with prizes for doing a great job. So a good example of this, next month we're launching something with More Than Pet Insurance, where if you walk your dog every day and you're a member of our club, you'll be able to earn up to £100 back off your pet insurance.
Wow, that is really good, isn't it? It's a really clever idea. And is this something that is needed? Because obviously we have a problem with people, don't we? With, obesity and all of that stuff, and us needing to all exercise more. So if we're not exercising enough, is there a knock-on effect with animals? Are our dogs not getting enough?
Yes, definitely.
Exercise?
And we've given dogs all of the same diseases we now have, so things like diabetes, arthritis, obesity. The latest stats are around half of dogs are now overweight or obese, and this is simply because we sometimes show our love in the wrong way.
Sure.
And we feed them a bit too much and don't walk them enough. So we're on a real mission to get people out there and active with their dogs. And there is a direct correlation between exercise and whether a dog is obese or not. So just giving that owner the extra encouragement and making it fun. I mean, having a dog is meant to be about fun and happiness.
Yes.
So our app is really fun and playful. And the motivational messaging, like, did you have a big day on the beach or great job? It really helps owners just go out there and do a little bit more.
So tell me, how did you get this idea? Are you yourself a dog lover who thought my dog could do with a bit more exercise? How did it all happen?
So I'm an absolutely massive dog lover,
right.
But I'm also a bit of a tech enthusiast. So before Pit Pat, I worked for a consultancy designing tech products for quite large companies. I did a few wearables for humans and really enjoyed that. And then I learned a lot about the dog market. My sister had a dog, German Shepherd, which had hip dysplasia. And there's so many illnesses, conditions which are related to exercise and obesity. So I thought, why not combine the two? I mean, Fitbit have done an absolutely fantastic job getting people who wouldn't traditionally exercise to exercise. I don't want to say my mum, but my mum has now got a Fitbit and she's obsessed. She wants to earn her badges. She'll find herself going out, doing an extra walk to hit her 10,000 steps. And they really have changed behaviour for the better. So I really wanted to bring all of that to the dog market and make it fun.
Yeah, I agree completely with what you say. And it is fascinating, this effect that having a tracker, I'm wearing one, has on people, because my mother-in-law, who it, I better not say how old she is, just otherwise I'll be in terrible trouble. The other side of 70, shall we say. And she had all sorts of problems with her knee. She had to have her knees replaced, and which has been done successfully. But she wasn't the world's greatest fan of exercise, partly because it was painful for her. But once she got her knees done, we bought her a Fitbit, gave it to her, and it's just incredible. She's joined the Weekend Warrior and all of that stuff that we do, and she has to get out there and just is so focused on hitting that 10,000 steps. So, you know, if the people are doing it and it's working in that way, why wouldn't it work for dogs?
And even more so for dogs, because they can't exercise themselves. They're so dependent on us for food and exercise, and it's quite easy to forget. So just giving that extra nudge, that extra bit of encouragement, really does make a big difference.
How is the business going? 4 years in, there are more of you than there were when you started, aren't there?
We've grown to about 14 people now, so quite rapid growth. We've now sold over 40,000 monitors. Wow. So we're by far the biggest pet tech company in the UK. And yeah, it's been a bit of an adventure over the last 3 years, a lot of hard work, a lot of late nights, but it's really satisfying seeing the business grow. And with the launch of our new club, Pit Pat Life, we only think it's going to go from strength to strength.
You did appear on Dragon's Den, didn't you? And you did get offered investment, which you turned down.
I know, it was a brave decision. So in 2016, when we just literally launched the first version of the product, we went on Dragon's Den. We were looking for investment, but also the show is a great way of getting your brand out there.
Yes.
So it was quite scary going into the den. We were really lucky that the dragons absolutely loved the product, especially Deborah and Nick Jenkins.
Yes.
They both got dogs themselves. They're both very passionate about animal welfare. So they couldn't say anything bad about the product, but they did challenge us on valuation. So it was a bit of a fiery exchange, and we knew to do what we wanted, we'd need to take more money later on. So we didn't want to give away too much of a company when it was just in its early formation. We had so much confidence that what we were doing was going to take off. We didn't want to give away too much too early. So we turned them down, and then about 6 months later, we did a fundraising round on Crowdcube, where actually we had a lot of viewers from Dragon's Den put their money in. So we raised more money than we were asking for, which was great. But it was a really interesting way of raising funding for our business.
Is this a business that you want to remain in control of, or ultimately do you think you would sell this business on? Have you got a plan there?
We've got a lot more to do. If you think we've sold 40,000, there's 9 million dogs in the UK, and 4 million of them are overweight or obese. So we've got our heads down. We're trying to build the biggest pack of engaged dog owners who love what we do. Cambridge 105 Radio.